Today we're going to talk a little bit about Timothy, well, a lot about Timothy, because he was one who he wanted to use every bit of his substance, use all to the glory of God. And I think that any one of us, that would be our heart's desire. And when you see things in here that, I know I always look in the Word of God, and when I see blameless, I go, oh man, blameless, holy, all these things. We have to remember that is to be found in him, and not just to preach the word, but to let it have an effect in the heart. And I believe that's where it has to start. He has to speak to us. He'll tell us to write it down so others can read. He'll have us to speak, to do what? To share with others, to bring them into the complete doctrine, that fullness, the healthy doctrine, the teaching they're supposed to really be getting. Because you're going to hear so many things, and it's not to put down those people, because always remember, I have said things before and I had to grow. You have to pray that the one giving out the word of God, they will be led by the Spirit and teach, speaking not of themselves and the short stories and stuff. As I was studying, you know, a lot of times people get up and they just tell story after story after story, and they don't even really speak hardly anything of the word of God. I mean, it's, everything must be balanced, just like when you sing. We don't want too much singing. It's like, because singing, you can go off board. It's like, we need the word of God. We need songs because it's for, we sing spiritual songs. But all these things I saw about Timothy, I was going, wow, which one do you want to talk about? Being a bishop or being a deacon? What is it, Lord? Well, I believe we're in the latter days. So look at chapter 4. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, doctrines of the devils. We remember that he said in the last days, and I believe that the Spirit is speaking right now. He's speaking expressly, distinctly, something you can truly understand, exactly what the Word of God says. And it's like, when you're doing that, it's exactly, it's clear. It's like, wow, I didn't know that. You're going to see about some of these things that I knew before, or I thought I knew, but when you really take it into God's Word and let the Spirit speak. Well, in the latter days, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, he's coming and he's speaking what I've given him to say. And it's like, it is to build you up. It's to give you an inheritance. And he says, it's going to bring you, he's going to bring you comfort. He is peace. And it's like, now the Spirit, and I like now, speaketh expressly, exactly in the latter times. Why? Because some love is waxing cold. There's a falling away from what? Truth. And it can be, we'll see how it's a little here and a little there, and then phew, it doesn't all happen. Sometimes it comes a little by little. And I've heard people say, well, I wouldn't go back. Never, never say that. I will say that in the authority of God's word. Never say, I will never go back. You don't know. You don't know. I've had people who love the Lord so strong, and they went back into the world because they had to learn. Your flesh will never change. It's Christ in you. You can say, by God's grace, I would never go back. It's him who's keeping me. It's him who is sustaining me. He keeps his eyes upon me. And when he does, there's no loss, no harm, no injury. But he's going to come through the power of the Holy Spirit, and he's going to speak to us in these latter times. He said, there are some, these are Christians. Some Christians have departed. They depart from the faith. They depart from it. And I looked it up. It said, some Christians are going to depart, and it's going to show you why and how they depart. What is it that causes them to go away from truth, to go another direction? They're going to depart from the faith. First of all, we have to know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we have to know that faith, that's the faith, it's the substance of things hoped for, but it's the evidence, it's evident of things not seen. But some are going to depart from faith, and it's the faith, the life that we now live, it's the faith of the Son of God. Instead of believing what Jesus has done, what he has completed, what is finished, that will make that, do that work in our heart, they'll begin to go, well, I don't see a change, I'm going to help God change it. Or I see that God, I've asked you to change this or change that, and you're not doing it. Well, I'm going to step up bold. I'll just be bold in the faith. He didn't tell you to do that. He told you to be still. Be quiet. Know that I am God. They will give heed to seducing spirits. A seducing spirit. There is going to be those who come, and remember in the scripture where it said, the devil, the wolf. The wolf comes in. He doesn't come in dressed like a wolf or like the devil. He comes in sheep's clothing. That's why it's so important that we try the spirit. Know whether it be of God. Because if you don't know these things, Paul wrote this for us, for our admonition, that we would know that they're in sheep's clothing, but we have dove's eyes. You can see beyond what's on the outside and see what's on the inside, and the word of God will tell you exactly how you're going to know. They're going to draw them away with seducing spirits. And I think of the ones who, well, I don't want to be corrected. Well, you know, you can come to our church. We let you wear what you want to wear. Wear what you want to wear. We let you come when you want to come. If you don't want to get up in the morning, we'll make it a little later for you. You can come at this time. And you see how man has just added and added in here. And it's like, we accept you any way you are. Well, I do believe that he came to seek and to save the sinner. He came to seek and to save the lost. But we still must be willing by the power of the Holy Ghost to preach the truth. In love. I love you too much to allow those things God is saying. I love you so much that not just these things that are big to us, because we measure sin, like homosexuality, murder, drugs, alcohol. These are big sin, you know that. But God doesn't do that. Unbelief is a sin. Not believing what God has said in his word. Speaking lies. You see, if it's not telling the truth and building them up, they're using doctrines of who? Devils. The teaching. Well, it's okay. See, we're not like the other people. No, it's supposed to be the other way around. We should be the peculiar people. We should be willing to not just talk the word, but to walk it before man. And yes, you're going to suffer. You will. Speaking lies and hypocrisy. Speaking those lies and hypocrisy. And I, you know, as I go through this and I see it's like they're coming in here, they're saying all these outward things. They're professors. They're not possessors. It's having their conscience seared with a hot iron. If you sear something with a hot iron, have you ever thought to yourself, how can they not see this? How do they not understand this, Lord? Are they really not hearing this, Lord? And it will say their conscience, those people, their conscience is seared. It's cauterized. It's hard. There is no life flowing through that. It's like that mind has no conscience. They do not care. There is no conviction anymore. They're going to say what they want to say. And if it's even if it's just wrong in the word of God, and they know it. We want our numbers to come up. That's not truth. God didn't say to look at numbers. Pass that offering plate. We need your money. God doesn't need your money. God is training us up that we need him and that we need to give what I've given you. In other words, when you really know how God has blessed you, that's what you want to give back. Not you have to give back. They have no conscience, no conviction. And here's some of the stuff they preach. Forbidding to marry. You know, you should just give yourself wholly into the ministry. You should not be married because it's just going to bring hardship in your life. It's going to bring contention. It's all these different things that you're not to marry. That's not true. Because Paul said it in the Word of God. He wasn't going to marry, but he didn't put everybody else in that place. He showed them like how this is good when you don't get married, but he didn't say, God forbid you to marry. You should not marry. Or commanding people, abstain from meat. Don't eat pork. It's dirty meat. Don't eat this. Don't eat candy. Don't eat cookies. Don't eat cakes. You know, people who do those things are saying, well, God showed me I can't. I can't do this and I can't do that. You know, the only thing that God has ever told me diet-wise, one thing, modesty. Moderation. That's all he ever told me. You want a diet that works? You eat in moderation, as Gene even brought out in his message. There's more where that came from. There's going to be more food. We don't have to overeat it all at one time and be a glutton. That's in the Word of God. They will say, you can't eat this or eat meats. And I like when you go in and you show them in Genesis chapter 9 and verse 3 and 4, after the flood, God said what they could eat, and he allowed them to eat meat, just like the herbs of the field. He said, God created to be received with thanksgiving of them. When you marry, when you eat of stuff, he said, you do it with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. You provided this. And which believe and know the truth. They know the truth. If it's not the truth, it's a lie. For every creature of God is good. Every creature of God is good. Nothing to be refused. If it be received with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Even if I marry, thank you for sending me the one to marry. Thank you if you haven't. Thank you because you're the God who knows everything. I said this to my son last night, and I don't think he'll care if I tell you. We pray for people all the time. We really do. We pray all the time for people. And why do you do that? Do you believe that God will answer your prayer? Do you really believe he's going to come in for this situation? Okay, now, you're praying for others. And it's like when we begin to pray for ourselves, we pray in doubt. We need to pray and know that as much as you've done for that one, you have shown me. You heard my cry. You've heard my prayer, my supplication. I saw the changes you've made, Lord. Pray for yourselves. Pray that God, but in you having the ability through the Word of God, knowing God hears you for yourself too. For it is sanctified. This food, it's set apart, but not just by one thing. It's sanctified by the Word. What does the Word say about it? It is sanctified by prayer. It's the two working together. But thou put in remembrance these things. If you put these, Timothy, in remembrance and you show them, we're not under the law. The law was weak through the flesh. You tell me I can't eat meat, I'm going to want to eat meat. Some people maybe not for a while. But he says, you put them in remembrance of these things. And I believe it's all these things that we've talked about in the latter days, in these latter times, the falling away of faith, the apostasy. It is so, it's a, to me, sevenfold apostasy. When I look at the seven churches, we're at the end of the church age. It has gotten worse and worse. There are some that departed from the faith. If you go in Timothy, you're going to see that right here. let's see, there were those who, in verse 6 of chapter 1, some have swerved, turned aside unto vain jangling. You see, they just swerve. It's just a little bit. I know it's not of God, but it's just a swerve. That's okay, yeah? It's not okay. Because when you swerve, he wants you to have the knowledge of him, to know, have wisdom. If I swerve just a little bit, in Ezekiel, they didn't go, well, I went forward, straight forward, I followed, I went straight forward, wait a minute, I'm going to swerve over here for a little while. No, because you might swerve sometime, but then you're going to end up doing what? Some are, they depart. They totally depart from it. And some make shipwreck of their faith. And I'm still praying, God, keep revealing. Acts 27 ship. I want to be able to say it every word by word, taking it, dissecting it, and being able to show the depths of that. We haven't even heard the depths. There's so much more in that shipwreck than you can imagine. There's a racer in there. There's feet in there, which show the times exactly where we're at today. But I can't go into it because I don't know it clearly. In the last days, we are to speak exact, clearly, easy to be understood. Why didn't I know that before? You do now. You will then, because God, even if it's not me, God's going to use someone. He didn't just show me what I do get out of it, that little portion, for just me. There's somebody who wants to hear the truth, and God's going to make sure they get it. So when you go in here, you see that some swerved, vain jangling. They wanted to be teachers of the law. They didn't even understand what they were saying and whereof they affirm. But we do. We know the law is good. We can't keep it. We can't keep it. Not in the beginning and not in the end. So he says here, put in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith. To be nourished up is to be sustained, to grow up, be strengthened. How? Through good doctrine. Healthy teaching, something that's going to bring health and life and goodness to you and to the rest of the body. Not be anything we've done. We're preaching what he has done so they can enter in to that doctrine of it is finished. But it also shows, good doctrine shows you have to exercise your faith. You got to get out there and you believe it and you step out. Went to bed and I thought, are you changing the message? And he goes, no, I'm adding two. And it was like, Lord, I believe. Do you? Lord, I receive. Savior, raise my faith in thee, in thee, and thou shalt move a mountain. He's the one that can do all things. He must give us the ability. Timothy, you remember. These things thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith. You've heard it. And the good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. Timothy, you've grown up in this. And you're going to see people, they're going to despise your youth. People look at seniority. They really do. Well, I've been in this meeting for 42 years. I've been under this teaching for 46 years. Who does she think she is, or who does he think he is, that he's going to teach me something? I will teach you something. You're unteachable because you think you know everything. That's basically what we're saying. On your jobs, seniority matters. You know, you by seniority and doing stuff like that, we get puffed up. We really do. It'll be like pride will just take its place. Look at old Nebuchadnezzar. Look what happened to him. It's like, but those people go, I'm the boss, I'm the chief. Now I'm going to, what does Satan say? I'm going to be like the Most High God. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And what happened? Pride cometh before a fall. You got those on your job that think they've been there so many years. It happens even on my job now. I've been here this many years. Now I'm going to tell you guys, you need to be parking over there. I have that authority. They really don't. It's a lie. You see, make sure you try the Spirit and know whether it's true or it's false. Refuse profane, that ungodly stuff. Of old wise fables, exercise thyself rather in godliness, in true life, true obedience, reverence to God, fearing Him with complete reverence that He is God. Do we know how? Do we really know how to come before a holy God? We need to say, I want to trust you, Lord. I want to give you everything. I want to walk before you. And he's telling Timothy. He said, bodily exercise profiteth little. Okay, bodily exercise. Just take one thing. You're going to go out and you're going to exercise, exercise, exercise. You're going to build up your muscle. You're going to be able to walk straight. You're going to do this. It's only going to last for a little while. Guarantee you, ask someone who's past the age of something. Has it lasted? Oh, because the time, the thing that's going to last is good doctrine. Being strong. That doesn't mean you don't take care of your body. It's got to put your attitude right. These things are as unto him, because I want to have a healthy body, because he lives in here. What they see on the outside, what are they seeing in word and in deed? Bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, and of that which is to come. You see how it's eternal. These things, get into the right exercise of faith. Believe the true doctrine. Have the promise of life eternal. Know that it wasn't just salvation. Everybody doesn't know that. They don't know that he's the sustainer. They don't know that he's going to give you grace and ability to do whatever. When he told Timothy, a remembrance of these things. Do you know, even in the beginning, or over here, he says, for him to remember the laying on of hands. Timothy, you must remember that day, what that really means, and how he's going to tell him, not only remember that you were gifted with the power of the Holy Spirit into the ministry, but also know that this power is of sound mind. Power, love, sound mind. It's not fear. Why? Because he's showing you the ability to get in and hear truth. This is a faithful saying, worship thy of all acceptation. Says the same thing in 1 Timothy 1:15. Therefore we both labor, we suffer reproach. Why? Because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that do what? Believe. Those that believe and receive, it becomes power of God, the power of God unto salvation. These things, Timothy, I want you to command these things and to teach them. I want you to do this. He said, let no man despise your youth. I'm the same thing as with David. David, you were young and you were the very last they would have chosen, because they thought you didn't know nothing. But God said, these are not the people. These are not the ones. And he said, don't you have another son? Oh, we've got little David, you know, he's just the shepherd boy. The boy learned a lot of stuff, sitting out there watching over the sheep, how to protect them, how to provide for them. He learned a lot. And I think we do, by the gifts and callings of God, we learn things to share with other people. He said, be thou an example of the believers. In other words, in your life, be an example in word, in conversation, your manner of life. You see, those are, I'm in this world, it's an outward showing, really, of an inward work. But when you really get down to the purity of all of it and the goodness of all of it, when it's all done, because in charity, love, started in love, gonna finish in love, upholding them, praying one for another, comforting those who need comforted, the same way I comforted you. You know, you can go through the scripture and you read so many things about, I want you to love them as I have loved you. Paul said, I comforted them as you comforted me. I forgave them as you forgave me. I mean, you're getting into, this is not just an outward, this is inward work that's being done. That love in your heart, in your conversation, your manner of life, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Neglect not that gift that is in thee, Timothy. You've been given that gift, which was given by the prophecy of the laying on of hands of the presbytery. It was all they were doing. They're elders, and they're in agreement. They're in agreement that you have been given the power of the Holy Spirit. You've been given the ability to be able to minister, but you must take that and you must remember it. He said, don't neglect it. It's in thee, which was given thee by the laying on of hands. Now, he said, Timothy, you meditate upon these things. Meditate on them. You give yourself wholly to them. Spirit, soul, and body. Just like last week, I love the end of the thing last week. It's, you know, the body is what everybody wants to change first. But that's the last to change. And God's going to give us a glorified body. We're going to receive a glorified body. Right now, it's the Spirit changing the desires of our heart, being led by the Spirit. Now we have affection of things that we didn't have before. Meditate on these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear unto all. You're profiting. You know, think of the children of Israel. They were an example to us. And we saw that because of unbelief, they didn't enter in. But that's an example. So let not those things, if you go into Corinthians, you'll read a whole list of stuff. Those are not what we want for our life. Take heed unto yourself and unto the doctrine. I think the doctrine is mentioned like 7 times. It's constant doctrine, doctrine. And I still like what Ray said. It's a medical terminology. It is healthy doctrine. That's what's going to keep you strong. That's what's going to give you joy instead of being all upset, stressed. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, and giving thanks unto God. That's because you really believe that God is able to do it. Continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save yourself and them that hear you. You see, you think of everyone in the scripture, how they walked in truth. And I like the beggar that sat at the gate, and he was like asking alms of all the people. He was begging. But I like the answer he got. Silver and gold have I none. You may not have the natural things, but what I have, I'll give you. All you got to do is take it. I'm not going to force it on you. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up. Of Nazareth, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Now, I wonder, did he believe that? He rose up. He went walking, leaping, praising God. He knew where it came from. He was healed. You see, God's people, we don't have to beg for bread, but I'll tell you what, he sees our need. He sees when people just pass you by. And to me, that's swerving. They brought on themselves. You know, there are so many excuses of why we don't. And I think that when we come to that place that we make excuses or we, I can't think of what the word is, we just kind of smooth it over that it looks like it's okay. It's not okay. If God's word says it's not okay, it's not okay. You know, even I've said it. No, I'm not gossiping. Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. That is gossip. When you're telling another man's matter to somebody else. And you're just going on and on and on and on. And it's kind of, we get caught up in those things. They're snares of the devil. That's why he does it. He wants to trip you up. Get you to depart from the faith. Swerve a little. It's all right. Doesn't matter. No, we want to be like the full overcomers. Those, the four living creatures. The four living ones who walked. They walked where the Spirit went. They were taken by the Spirit. They were empowered by the Spirit. And it's all by him. But they lifted up their wings together in unity, oneness. That's what we want. And I think a lot of people, we think, oh, well, here we go again. Oneness of the body. But that stuff, the unity is so powerful. You know, all those that went in the upper room, they went in one accord. One accord. But they were all filled with the power. A fire came down. Can you imagine if we gathered together, spirit, soul, understand the body, where God would go with that? Just to be in oneness of his truth. And I've been saying doctrine over in chapter 6 and verse 3. If any man teach otherwise, consent not to wholesome words, even the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the doctrine which is according to godliness. He's proud. He doesn't know nothing. He's doting about with questions and strifes of words. And then comes envy and strife and railings and evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, destitute of truth, suppose that gain is godliness. From such, withdraw yourself. It's like, because even when you have those who are preaching the truth, filthy lucre, that's why they're doing it. They want to get paid. They want a reward. They want something now. Some of the preachers today are getting paid so much money. And I'm not saying you can't pay your pastor. I'm saying that should not be a pastor's heart's desire. I'm doing it so I can get the money. We do it because we want to spread the gospel. Make them ready to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. If Paul had to make tents, I believe. It's like, you know, he worked. He worked for his bread, too. Let's all stand. Father, I just thank you. I ask you, Lord, that we will continue just to give out your word, Lord, and why we do it and why men are departing. Father, it is it's a small, small way, Lord, to enter in. And Father, we know that there are few be that are going to find it because it's so narrow. But all it truly is simply, Lord, I believe. Thank you, Lord. How simple is the gospel, the true word of God? We ask you, Lord, to lead each one of us. Guide us into truth that will grow up, Lord. Father, in every way, shape, and form, whatever it takes, we want to know the truth. And I know, Lord, you are so faithful. You're so good to us. And you said, my sheep know my voice. And I thank you, Lord, that you will lead us. You'll care for us. You'll take us on. But we will also continue in that love and love others the way you've loved us. We ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.